Some of Iraq's most influential Shiite Muslim leaders are offering a possible solution to the five-week standoff between U.S.-led forces and radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The cleric suggests that Sadr and his followers be allowed to leave their strongholds in the holy cities of Najaf and Karbala, and that Sadr be placed in the protective custody of Shiite clerics or offered a place in the interim government. U.S. officials would then cancel the arrest warrant they have issued for Sadr on murder charges. Washington Post reporter Scott Wilson is in Baghdad. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. Tell us, if you would, a bit more about these Shiite leaders, these clerics.
Well, 2 days ago, about 150 leaders of the Shiite community in Iraq, which is a majority, gathered to urge Muqtada al-Sadr to leave the holy cities, and at the same time urge the U.S. forces not to enter them. This was the first, most public attempt by leaders of the Shiite community to try to find a resolution that is not going to entail U.S. troops in places held very sacred to the Shiite community in Iraq, and their call was not received particularly well by Sadr, who dismissed it as a message coming really from the U.S. occupation authority.
Well, they are, though, influential. Surely they thought their proposal might go somewhere. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, the proposal, essentially, it's trying to find a middle way. Sadr is wanted by U.S. troops in the murder of a moderate cleric in April 2003, who returned from exile amid the war in Iraq. What the Shiite leaders had hoped for was that maybe there could be a way to lift this arrest warrant, allow Sadr perhaps to go into some kind of protective custody with other respected leaders, spiritual leaders in the Shiite community, and that in return the U.S. forces would pull away from these places. And so, and using their sort of moral suasion with Sadr to say the Shia community is not with you, even though you frequently call on them to follow you and to follow very anti-occupation messages he delivers. So there was some hope there, and there still may be hope in the future, but there has been fighting over the last 48 hours in and around Najaf and Karbala that suggests that that it really didn't have much effect.
Well, if the U.S. were to agree to the arrangements in Sadr, bring Sadr in, what sort of assurance would they have that these insurgents' attacks would end?
It's a good question. There's a lot of debate here about how much Sadr even controls his own Mahdi army, which is the name of his militia, that numbers thousands of men. But it seems to be very loose-knit. There are certainly elements of it that report to him and follow his instruction, and there are other elements that operate in its name, but may not heed his direction at all if some sort of arrangement were worked out. So it is pretty unclear whether the attacks would cease in the south and in Shiite areas. And most likely, there may be a temporary lull, but then the sort of insurrection that is happening in many parts of the south would continue.
Thanks, Scott, very much. Washington Post reporter Scott Wilson in Baghdad.